In the long term, 99.9% of all species on the Earth eventually go extinct. Extinction is the norm. And that's why we need a backup policy, a plan B, an insurance policy. Now, that doesn't mean we have to neglect global warming. We have to solve it as Earthlings on the Earth. But that doesn't mean we can't have a settlement on Mars as an insurance policy in case we have a meteor impact, supervolcanoes, another ice age, and all sorts of self-inflicted problems like global warming as well.
Now, you're going to be speaking Sunday at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg. Tell us some of the more interesting predictions that you have for the near term.
Well, yes, I'm going to talk about the next 20 years when computer chips just cost a penny. For example, the internet will be in your contact lens. You'll simply blink and you'll access the entire database of the planet Earth right then and there. And the internet will eventually become BrainNet. We'll simply think and telepathically send messages across the internet. We'll send emotions, feelings, sensations on the internet. And so BrainNet is going to completely replace the standard internet of today. And then, of course, artificial intelligence will be one of the main drivers of prosperity into the future. Of course, when you start to look now, perhaps 100 years into the future, when artificially intelligent robots become self-aware, then we have to be careful. I think we should put a fail-safe system in them to prevent them from taking over if they get that smart.
You seem to be quite the optimist when it comes to the future of humanity. Some people believe the future might be something we should fear. For instance, artificial intelligence, is it going to take your job away? The rise of driverless vehicles, that may mean eventually that there's no need for taxi drivers or truck drivers, for instance. So, I mean, what are those people going to do? Isn't there always kind of a darker side to what some people are painting as a very light future?
Well, we no longer have blacksmiths or wagon makers anymore, but we don't cry over that either because, of course, they got jobs as automobile workers and factory workers. I think the artificial intelligence industry will eventually become bigger than the automobile industry of today. It'll employ lots of people, raise standards of living. In fact, your car will become a robot in the future. A whole new industry will be designed to service artificial intelligence in your car. Your car will park itself, it'll drive itself, and you'll talk to it.
Dr. Kaku, I'd like to talk to you about the recent passing of Stephen Hawking. He was a brilliant mind that was trapped in a withered body, but he rose above his physical limitations to become one of the greatest minds not only of his generation, but perhaps of any. You know, what lesson can we learn from the way he transcended his condition?
Well, not since Albert Einstein have we had a towering figure that not only dominated the world of theoretical physics, which is my field, but also he enchanted the public. And it just goes to show you the power of the human spirit. The human spirit, once it's motivated, can accomplish miracles. And so here was a man who was paralyzed, and yet he helped to change the course of modern science.
And as they say, the future will be here before you know it, right?
That's right. You don't do anything, and it comes along anyway.
Dr. Michio Kaku was a professor of theoretical physics at the City University of New York. Thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.